The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Need LASIK? Trust the experienced team at the LASIK Center at Evergreen Eye Center. No glasses, no contacts, no limits. What will you do? LASIK at evergreen.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
The girl that's on the line to do a second date update today met the guy that she went out with at a very dirty place. That's right.
Whoa.
Bacteria infested, blood everywhere.
That's
creepy old men who just can't wait to get in your mouth.
What?
I'm talking about the dentist's office.
Oh. They are all creepy there.
Yes, they are. That's where Andrea met the guy that she wants us to call today. Apparently, she works at a dentist's office, and that's where she met him.
Okay.
How you doing, Andrea?
I'm pretty good.
Did you ever think of your office like I just spoke about it?
Yeah, it doesn't exactly make people want to go to the dentist's office.
No, it is very
hygiene is very important. So
your email said that you met this guy at work, and you work at a dentist's office. How'd you meet him?
I work as a receptionist, and he was a new patient. He came in. And when he was, like, checking in, we were just flirting with each other. We seemed to have an instant connection.
Well, are you allowed to hit on patients as the receptionist?
I mean, he was hitting on me. I was just receiving it.
Oh, you were an innocent party in this. I see.
Sure, absolutely. And he was cute and stuff, so I flirted back with him.
And when he filled out his form and put his phone number down, you saved it and then called him later.
No. No, that's illegal, actually.
Oh,
so
okay.
What I did was he went in and he had his appointment. And then when he came out, you know, usually we want to schedule you for your next appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was scheduling him for his follow-up appointment, he gave me his phone number and he said we should go out.
Nice. Oh, that's cool. So where'd you guys go?
Well, we ended up going out to dinner. Mm-hmm. And I got really dressed up. I thought I was looking really cute. And he took me to this restaurant. It was in a building that had a very, very nice view. It was a really nice restaurant. Wow. I've never been there before.
Did you guys meet there or did he pick you up?
He picked me up. And so, you know, I thought we had a lovely time at dinner. And he has beautiful eyes. And he is just a smoking build. I mean, the guy works out and stuff.
I'm hoping during dinner you reminded him the whole time about his dental hygiene. Like, make sure you floss before and after this meal.
She's a receptionist there.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Well, he has a dynamite smile, too. I thought that we had great conversation during the date, and we talked about, you know, going to concerts and stuff. We both really love movies. There was one awkward moment while we were talking about movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know if that was a deal breaker, but...
Did you bring up a movie that he liked and you didn't like and then he got super angry at you?
Well, no, he was talking about... He's a real big fan of this guy's movies. And I had never heard of anime. Like, God.
Are you trying to remember right now even who it was?
Martin. It's Martin Scorsese?
Martin Scorsese. He's a big director.
He's like one of the biggest guys in movies ever.
Ever.
Don't know anything.
Okay. Hey. Okay. I don't blame
never
you.
Never heard of the guy.
Okay. I don't blame you for not knowing who he is.
He's like Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, he's a really huge name in movies, but did your date seem put off by that you didn't know who Martin Scorsese was? I wouldn't think that'd be a huge deal.
Well, it made me feel just kind of ditzy and stupid and like kind of insecure that I didn't know who this guy was.
Yeah.
So, did you? I don't know. Maybe that's it.
You didn't pretend like you knew him, though. Like, you were honest.
Well, he kept trying to tell me his name, and I kept on trying to give it back to him, like pronouncing it over, and I just... I don't know why. It was it's a tongue twister for me.
Try and say it for us right now.
Scorsese?
It's Scorsese. Martin Scorsese.
Scorsese?
No, not Stacy. Scorsese.
I'm not hearing it, I guess, correctly or something. Is there a T in it?
No, there's no T. There's some names that people have trouble with no matter what. Obviously, you have trouble saying Martin Scorsese.
I guess so.
I could see how if you're going to claim to be a real movie lover and you not know these things, that it could maybe make you come off as a liar.
I know who Julia Roberts is.
Okay, there we go.
You just like different kinds of movies. So how did everything end with this guy?
We concluded the date. I mean, after dinner, we actually walked around for a little while and seemed to be okay. But the date ended with just a hug, and I haven't gotten a call back from him.
Would you have kissed him if you went in for the kiss?
Sure.
So were you disappointed that it was a hug?
Of course I'm disappointed. I told you he had a hot butt.
All right. And how long has it been since your date?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back. Call him and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.
Moving 92.5.
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning's second date update.
For those of you who don't know what this song is, it was a song made famous by the movie Goodfellas. A very huge movie directed by one Martin Skorbinski. Or Martin Shorshinsky. Or Martin score me some sashimi sushi.
Yeah,
I don't know exactly how to say his name, but he's a very, very famous man in Hollywood. And he's the reason that Andrea, the girl who's on the phone for a second date update, thinks that she's not getting a call back today. She was out on a date with a guy named Austin. They were having fun. They brought up movies. He brought up that he's a big Martin Scorsese fan. She had never heard of Martin Scorsese and still can't figure out how to get her to pronounce his name correctly. But she thinks that he's not calling her back because he might have thought that she was kind of ditzy or whatever.
Yeah.
Andrea, are you ready to go?
I am.
Have you figured out how to say the name yet?
Scorsese.
No. That's a mixture between him and Patrick Swayze, who is no longer with us.
We're
getting closer to you getting it correct. All right, I'm going to dial the phone number right now and see if we can get him on the phone. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is Austin there?
Yeah, this is Austin.
Hey, Austin, what's up? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, who's this?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
I think you probably have the wrong number.
No, I don't think I do. I think I'm talking to the right guy.
No, I honestly don't know who you are. I think you've got the wrong number, probably.
No, I think I have the right number. I think I really need to speak with you about something.
All right. What does a radio show need to talk to me about?
Well, it's about a date that you recently went on with one of our listeners. Her name is Andrea, and she actually emailed us asking if we could get you on the phone.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Emailed a radio station trying to get me on the phone?
Yes, it's a segment we do on our show called The Second Date Update. Andrea is wondering why you haven't been returning any of her phone calls.
Wait, she emailed you and asked you to call me to ask me why I didn't call her back?
Yes.
Like, this is something that you guys do for your listeners?
Yep, it is. It's kind of a public service for them. And it's a learning situation. You know, they get to hear what they did wrong on a date so they don't hopefully do it again.
and she really wanted you to call me.
Mm-hmm. Because she likes you. Should she know why you're not calling her back? Is it something that should be obvious to her?
I don't know. I don't think it would be obvious to her, to be honest with you, no.
Okay, well, she seemed nice when we talked to her about the date.
Oh, she's perfectly pleasant, and okay. I think she's a nice girl.
Are you just not attracted to her or something?
Yeah.
She's very attractive. You know, there's just, again, there was just some weird things that happened on the date that just made me not feel like we really should hang out again. You
Can
know?
I tell you what she thinks it is, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong?
Sure, if you want to go ahead, that's fine.
She thinks that you're not calling her back because she didn't know who Martin Scorsese, who Martin Scorsese is, and can't pronounce his name.
I mean, yeah, it was, honestly, it was pretty wild. All right, maybe you don't know him, but you at least know some of his movies, you know, like Gangs of New York's pretty recent, or The Departed won an Oscar, you know? At least pronounce his name right after I teach you. Come on.
It's usually pretty easy to say a name after you've heard it.
Oh, give
we
her
talked
a break,
to her.
You guys.
When we talked to her, we tried to say it to her too. She still couldn't get it.
Yeah.
I always.
But she thinks. She thinks that's why you're not calling her back.
But come on,
is
that
the
can't
reason?
Be a reason. She can't pronounce a
no,
name.
That, I mean, it was pretty strange, but it's not. It's not the reason.
Okay, can you tell us what the reason is then?
So, all right, so. I take her to this restaurant, and it's a pretty nice restaurant. We get brought to our table, and the waitress pulls out the chair mm-hmm. for her to sit down at the table, and she hops up on the chair, like feet on the chair, standing on the chair
what?
In the middle of the restaurant. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Did you say she, like, stood on the chair?
Yeah, like, literally put her feet, like, stood 3 feet over everybody who was standing, stood on the chair, because she said that the view from up there was breathtaking, and she needed to take a picture for Instagram.
So she wait,
took
so
she on the chair and took a picture of, like, the restaurant room with, like, some windows in the background showing the view that we could see on her from standing on her chair. Like, it was embarrassing. It was one of the most embarrassing things. This is an expensive restaurant we went to.
Maybe she's never been to a nice restaurant before, and she was just, like, shocked to be there.
I'd be embarrassed to be there with her standing on the chairs at a McDonald's.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't know. I was trying to help justify it for you somehow.
It's cute. She gets excited about beautiful things.
No, and I agree. Like, if Andrea had only done it once, that would have been one thing. But like, this odd Instagram behavior just kept happening and happening. For example, we're leaving the restaurant, and she stops in the middle of us leaving. It's like, I really need to take a picture with this view in the background. So she like literally basically throws me her phone and runs over to the window and she gets into like this weird like yoga pose basically where she's got her leg behind her head and she's grabbing it with the other side arm and I'm sitting on someone's table while they're eating trying to take a picture of her for Instagram doing a yoga pose in a restaurant in front of these windows. Like I said, it was weird. I don't want to go on a date with someone and be their professional Instagram photographer.
Come
you know
on. You don't want to add that to your list of job duties that you can do? Like special skills section on your resume. I'm a photographer.
Maybe if she was going to pay me for it, but the fact that I'm paying for dinner, I'm picking her up. We're going out on my dime, and I'm also her photographer for her pictures by herself. Give me a break. I don't need this in my life.
You know what else is kind of annoying?
What's that?
She's actually on the other line listening right now and wants to talk to you.
That's not funny at all.
Andrew, are you there?
I am.
Oh, my God. This
Austin,
is pretty shady,
are we really, Austin, you have a problem with the fact that I like taking photographs? You know, I like taking pictures of my Instagram. I have a lot of fans on there. And I'm kind of known for doing poses in different places.
I mean, that's fantastic news, but I mean, we were out on a date. I figured you could maybe focus on our date rather than your Instagram followers who you don't actually know. Like, if you're going to show some interest in someone, at least sit there and be a part of what's going on rather than thinking about, well, how can I best interact with these strangers on the internet? Like,
yeah.
He has a really good point, Andrea.
People that follow me on Instagram, they like to know what I'm doing. And so, you know, I share it and stuff, and they like it.
Andrea, at one point, you handed me your phone and took my phone so that I could take a picture of you looking at a phone in front of a brick wall.
Shut up. That is not true.
That really happened?
It 100% happened. It made no sense. She was looking at my phone with me taking a picture of her phone so she could post herself looking at any phone in front of a brick wall on Instagram.
Andrea.
It was a great picture. It got like 400 likes.
I'll tell you, it got one unlike from me. I did not like taking it.
Andrea, I don't think that's the point. Like, if he spent his entire time on his phone or maybe even doing his hobby while he was on a date with you, you would have found it incredibly rude.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we talked about a lot of different things. I mean, we had a whole discussion about movies and how much we both love movies.
You're going to bring up the movies again? You're going to bring up the movies?
I thought we had a nice conversation about movies, but I guess not.
It was fine. Again, the whole thing was just fine.
Andrew, you don't see how it could be a little bit annoying that you're taking pictures every 5 seconds and making him basically your hired photographer for the evening.
Instagram is the wave of the future, and if you're not on Instagram, then you're not a part of the future. So that really sucks for you.
Oh, God. I think you work for Instagram. This is ridiculous.
Oh, gosh.
Well, you know what, Austin? I would love to ask you this question. Would you like to go out with Andrea on a second date? We will pay for it.
Andrea, again, you're super sweet, and there's another Instagrammer out there for you. But that is not that dude is not me.
Whatever. I get hit up by so many guys on my Instagram. I don't even need to go out on a date with you.
Oh, sweetheart.
All right.
No, it doesn't sound like you do.
No, I guess not. Andrea, thank you. I'm sorry it wasn't a successful second date update.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Before we let you go, though, do you need to take a picture of yourself on the phone doing a second date update?
I never thought of that. I should totally do that.
No, you should not do that.
Oh, sweetheart. Oh, my goodness.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Yippee, would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.